When approaching works in galleries, most of us follow similar patterns of analysis. We're attracted to familiar shapes and palettes in recognizable settings. But what if there are paintings that lure us in, much like some sort of flytrap, appearing familiar with clear imagery, but upon closer look, aren't really what they seem to be? Paul Cézanne's painting, Bathers, 1874 through 1875, is just that. Set somewhere in the French Provence, a region full of rivers and coastal beauty, as well as Cézanne's home turf, is not only a challenge to the then-dominant academic tradition of realistic figure depictions, but also a monumental impressionist work that would reshape modern art. At first glance, the scene appears deceptively simple. Figures by a river, a timeless subject that artists had painted for centuries. But an interpretation that Cézanne depicts disrupts our expectations, creating a visual tension that forces us to reconsider how we look at the human form. The six feminine figures, positioned by the flowing river, resist the classical ideals of beauty and grace. Instead, they stand with almost an architectural stiffness, their bodies reduced to simplified shapes that hover between the real representation and abstraction. The departure from tradition becomes even more pronounced when compared to his contemporaries. While artists like Renoir and Degas made their own naturalistic bather scenes, Cézanne's approach deliberately challenged the traditional bather motif, a subject that, since the Renaissance, had been used to represent the ideals of female beauty. In the version that Cézanne presents, the bather's androgynous form stems from a deeper personal context. Art historians often recount how the artist, intensely uncomfortable with the female models, would flee his studio when they arrived for painting sessions. His notorious unease with the female form manifests clearly in his work, creating this uncanny effect where the figures appear both human and somehow as another form completely. Even looking at their faces, we notice that they're barely detailed and represented mainly through shadows, denying us the comfort of getting to know their individual identities. He achieves this by a variety of technical choices that intensify the sense of awkwardness, primarily utilizing a singular, relatively thin flathead brush with varied strokes. He creates thick, irregular textures throughout the canvas. The brushwork doesn't try to hide itself. Instead, it becomes an essential element of the composition, and each stroke is visible and purposeful. The color palette further transforms the scene. Instead of the warm, inviting tones typically associated with figures in nature, Cézanne opts for a cool palette where blues and greens dominate. This creates what could be described as a scene of nature rather than an interaction of a traditional figure study and some sort of surrounding environment. Nature completely dominates the image. The color interaction between these cool tones help establish the painting's unique atmosphere while contributing to the figure's ethereal being, with them blending in, get in their sturdy form, establishing their presence. When looking at the composition as a whole, we are almost transported directly into the scene. The moment depicted exists as a paradox, evoking feelings of both the immediate happening and timelessness, as if some imaginary situation happened to be suspended in time and put into one's memory. Cézanne's bathers are monumental in that its visual language is able to transfigure reality through its distinct choices of depiction. What makes this painting particularly revolutionary is how it bridges different artistic movements. While rooted in Impressionism, through its attention to light and atmosphere, it points forward to Cubism through its simplified forms and geometric tendencies. We may even observe that the awkwardness of the figures isn't necessarily a flaw, but a choice that helps establish what would become a new visual language in modern art. Cézanne wasn't showing us his limitations as an artist, he was showing us the future. These stiff, simplified figures, with their geometric forms and ambiguous features, become essential phrases in the vocabulary of modern art. Through recontextualizing the human figure, Cézanne achieved something profound. He showed us that beauty in art doesn't lie in perfection, but in our interpretations of the world and how we see it.